Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Dangerous Darren Show on the Adobe Radio Network. My name is Darren Pfeiffer, joined as always by my friend and my colleague, my drinking buddy, my smoking buddy, my muse, my everything. He completes me. It's TS.
What's happening?
Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
Not really. Sometimes.
A little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
TS, thanks for coming in, buddy. You look good. You look rested.
Always a pleasure.
How was your long weekend?
It was great.
Did you celebrate President's Day?
Of course.
By spending President's?
I was dropping
Benjis.
Mad Benjamins.
Last week, we were trying to go dry, and we drank some coffee, but we put some Baileys and what was in it? Baileys and Jameson.
And
this week, we have champagne. Some Korbel.
Yeah, nothing but the best.
Let's pop it. Ready?
All right. Ready? Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Happy
nice.
New Year.
Happy New Year in the middle of February. Are we getting the bubbly sound? Is it working? Happy post-Grammy party. Grammys were a big, gigantic mess, as they are every year. And here we are. We got some Korbel champagne. T.S., you look amazing. You sound amazing, and you are amazing. You're my friend, and I love you. Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Ah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's actually really nice.
Going
I got to say, T.S., I'm feeling
Tuesday.
Frisky now that I've had some champagne.
Well,
what are you doing later?
Let's call Cinnamon. Let's give Cinnamon a call.
She texted me yesterday.
What'd she say?
She said she was going to the Grammys.
A lot of work at the Grammys.
She said she was going to. She got invited because I guess some big record executives invited her to come to some after party. And I asked her if I could come, and she's like, "Well, let me see what I can do." And anyway, she's got some stories to tell. I'm sure she has some stories to tell. So we'll get her on the phone next week. She's too preoccupied to get on this week's show or recuperating. I'm going to leave her alone. But we got a great show. We got NHL legend, all-star, Stanley Cup champion. He has won an Olympic gold medal. He's won a World Junior gold medal. Little man that could skate and never gave up, battled addiction, battled other problems, gambling problems, women problems, drug. I mean, he's done it all and come out on the other side squeaky clean. Mr. Theo Fleury is on the show.
Amazing. He's got a book.
He's got a book. He's got stories to tell. He's a country artist enthusiast. He's just absolutely incredible. We're going to have him on the show. Also, music from Crush Luther, a band I had on the High Four label, and maybe a song, if we can squeeze it in, from a victory band called Shattered Sun. Get them up on Twitter, at Shattered Sun. We'll get that on as well. Speaking of Twitter, hit us up on Twitter, at Darren99. That's mine. TS is at Burn, H-Wood Burn. The show is at @DangerousD_show. And our good friends at Blue Microphones, thank you, at Blue Microphones. And for the people at Roland, the drums off the top of the show, the V-Drums, at Roland_USA. So, TS, what's going on? Valentine's Day was a couple days ago. And I know you and your special lady had some plans. What did you guys do?
We cooked up some petite fillets.
Mm-hmm.
And
some chicken fillets?
No. Petite fillets. Beef.
Oh, beef fillets. Okay.
I need to eat beef these days to keep my stamina going. I need like serious meat.
Do you need stamina? Does your woman put demands on you?
She's very demanding.
Jeez.
And I'm deflated, I'm bruised, I'm down, I'm low a quart. After Valentine's Day.
My goodness gracious.
How was yours?
I turned down 3 advances.
I'm sure
and
Tinder
all I did
is
was hang out with my friend Scott, who came in from Portland, and my friend Siegfried, who came in from Toronto, who owns an incredible studio up there in the outskirts of Toronto called Beach Road Studios, where I've recorded at a few times, and it's a great. Don't be shy, Siggy. You're over there
Beach
smiling.
Beach
Road Studios. It's a beautiful studio in this barn. It's beautiful. It's beautiful equipment. Beautiful. Everything's all mic'd up beautifully. And Siegfried is a master of all things engineering. I believe his website is SiegfriedMeyer.com. If I'm not mistaken, thumbs up. I got a thumbs up. It's Siegfried Meyer, M-E-I-E-R, Siegfried before that .com. Check it out. It's a great. If you're anywhere near the northern states or southern Ontario, you need to check it out. It's really good. But anyway, what I did for Valentine's, we just went to a couple bars and had some drinks and kind of did nothing.
Well, I have to say, it's pretty fucking
skunky. I didn't
skunky.
Get laid, yes.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, so 363 days of the year, you do get laid, but on Valentine's Day, it's a no-go.
It's 364, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had the...
Because there's 365 days in the year.
Okay, so... I was just giving you, I thought maybe you'd want to
Unless
rest.
Unless Valentine's Day for you lasts 2 days.
I thought maybe you wanted to rest on one day, but I guess
you
not.
Said you said the demand is pretty high, so maybe your Valentine's Day is 48 hours?
It's at least 48.
Okay, then that's 363.
Okay. It did go into the next day.
So it was good for you? What did you get your girl? Some flowers, some chocolates? Did you write her a poem?
Of course, all of the above. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Are you? Well, you're Italian. I know you like it's Italians
you know,
love
the
love.
You get the chocolates, you get the flowers, bada boom, bada big.
You get the dinner, you get the massage, you get the love making.
Hey, you want a pizza and a fuck? Hey, what's the matter? You don't like pizza?
You don't like fuck? Our sympathies go out to a band from the United Kingdom called Viola Beach over the weekend, last weekend. The tragic car accident. They were coming home from a festival in Sweden and they crashed. Went up a ravine, all four of them with their manager.
Over a bridge.
Over a bridge, and they crashed and died. And I went online and I checked out some of the music, and Viola Beach were fucking brilliant. Synth pop, indie synth pop out of England, and goddamn if they aren't catchy. They're like the English Metric. They were just so cool, and so my heart goes out to them and their family, and definitely when you get a chance, look them up. Viola Beach, two words. Listen to their music, download their music, support them in any way you can, tweet about them, and keep their memory alive. Kanye West, yes, is asking Mark Zuckerberg for $1 billion so he can get out of debt, and he apparently, allegedly, is in debt $53 or $54 million.
How is that even possible? I'm totally calling bullshit on Kanye.
I haven't paid my cable bill in 2 months, so maybe I can call Mark Zuckerberg and have him help me out.
I would, what's your cable bill? At least like $1 million. I would just ask for $1 million to pay your cable bill.
Hey, Mark, I haven't paid my cable bill in 2 months. I'm looking for like 50 grand.
It's like, oh, that's it? Here, let me just write you a check.
What a clown that guy is. I mean,
I thought Kanye was God.
Couldn't God just print his own money?
He could, but apparently God's in debt.
I guess God is in debt. Did you see HBO's Vinyl yet? Have you watched it?
No, I got to watch it. Martin Scorsese, and it's got to be amazing.
Mick Jagger is involved in it as well, who lived through the whole 70s music scene and was there witnessing all the madness and drugs and abuse and everything that was involved in it. I watched maybe half of it, then I fell asleep because I went on HBO app on my Apple TV and I fell asleep.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I got halfway through it and I thought the first half was pretty cool.
It's a 2-hour premiere, so that's what's like holding me back. I need 2 hours to be focused and watch it.
Yeah, I
it's
watched like a full movie. Shut it off. I'm like, fuck this. So I was at the scene where they were backstage at a Zeppelin concert and there was some argument about royalties. That's where I dropped off. So I'll definitely dive back in. And what else is going on? The new Star Wars Episode 8 video online that you can find that shows it's called early photography is being done on the shoot. Nerd alert! Don't call me a nerd, yes. Don't do that. You are a huge nerd. It's Star Wars, man. It's like water. Don't hate me for liking water. Now, apparently, they are starting the early photography stages of Star Wars Episode 7, and there's some new cast members. Laura Dern is in it.
I love her.
She's rad. And Bellissimo.
Benicio.
Bellissimo.
Benicio.
I can't say Italian
Benicio
words.
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah. I hope he's a bad guy.
Benny. I love Benny.
He's got to be a bad guy. He's got like maybe he's Kylo Ren's sidekick.
He was.
I hope he's something bad, because it's December 17th.
He was Raoul Duke in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
December 17th, 2017 is when it's going to be out, and they're filming it right now. It's very, very exciting stuff. I cannot wait. And the Grammys were a couple days ago. Actually, the Grammys were yesterday, TS. And what did you think? Did you watch any of it at all? Was there anything that stood out?
I saw some of the Grammys. I watched a little of the Grammys. Kendrick Lamar ran away with at least five categories.
He won a whole handful of Grammys. He's really talented. I like what he's doing. And Lady Gaga's Bowie performance was pretty cool. What else is kind of neat? Alabama Shakes won Best Rock Performance over Foo Fighters and Wolf Alice. Alabama Shakes? Well, is it okay, Alabama okay. Snakes or Alabama Shakes?
Shakes.
I can't get it straight. But they won Best Rock Performance.
Okay, what's the criteria? Is it? It's got a rock, obviously. Is it record sales? Is it popular vote? Is it demand? Is it?
Grammys piss me off. Who gives a fuck about a goddamn Grammys?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I found over watching the Grammys? Everyone props up singers. Singers. Let's talk about all the great singers, like Adele, and about this guy and that guy and this singer and that singer. And they're the quarterbacks of the music industry. You can't touch the singers. You gotta protect the singers. Who cares about bass players and guitar players and drummers and whoever else? No one cares about them. We do because we're musicians. But I don't know. It seems like it's a singing world we live in.
It's a singer, a vocal centric society.
You know, I'm thinking about giving up drums and giving up bass and giving up guitar and music and just becoming a singer. TS, would you manage me?
I would.
Would you be my manager?
I would. I would promote you as the next Luther Vandross.
Do I have to audition for you, maybe, as a singer, to see if I'm worthy of you managing me?
Absolutely. We're gonna have to see your audition.
I'm gonna sing Whitney Houston's "I Will Always Love You."
Okay.
Exactly. Dolly Parton's "I Will Always Love You."
Okay. Well, let's
go. And I will always love you. What do you think? Like it?
You're going to Hollywood, dog.
Oh, I got the old card. Yeah, I'm going to Hollywood. Yeah, I don't have a career in singing. but it's a good thing
we're already here.
You know what they should have in the Grammys to make it more interesting? Besides some of these bullshit categories, they should have Best Drug Addiction. Who would win Best Drug Addiction Grammy? I think nominated would be Courtney Love, maybe.
Any of the Rolling Stones. Bob Dylan.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, maybe too soon.
It's a little too soon, Siggy. A little too soon, bud. Go to SiegfriedMeyer.com to put a hateful post on his website, not on ours. Best media train wreck.
The best media trip, Axl Rose.
Axl Rose, for sure.
Definitely Chris Brown's in there.
Britney Spears.
Britney. You know, today in music history, on this very day, Britney Spears shaved her head in 2007.
Wow. Serendipity. There it is. What's another good
category? How about the category for best corporate shill?
That's a good one. Well, based on the performance that Gwen Stefani put on for Target, I think she might be nominated.
It is possible. It's very possible.
Great song, Gwen, if you're listening.
And you looked great.
You look absolutely fantastic, and, as you always do.
And Danilo, good work.
But what a great hook that was. Like, what a great song. Like, just, she's brilliant. She's untouchable.
Unstoppable.
You know, she should have her own like system of planets circling around her. She could be a solar system. That's how amazing she is.
I would be Uranus.
Oh, she's your friend, T.S. Don't say that about Gwen.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I'll give you some more champagne.
Oh, thank you.
What's on the glass? Is that a bug?
I don't know, man. The studio is questionable.
What is that?
There may be a bug in my champagne.
What is that? I eat it.
It's definitely a bug. It's a moth.
Are you going to eat that? Are you going to drink that now?
I'm going to drink it, but I'm not going to eat that
dirt
moth.
Dirt don't hurt, so.
I'm not. That's a bug. I'm not scared.
That a boy.
Cheers.
He's brave.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not waste time and get into the interview I did with the speedy little winger from the National Hockey League. He has won a Stanley Cup. He has won a World Junior. He has won an Olympic gold medal. He was about 3 feet tall. But goddamn, could this man skate and stick handle and score goals at timely moments. He has battled addictions, many of them. He has got through the other side. He has written a book about it, Playing with Fire, bestseller. Great guy, country music enthusiast, great little songwriter. We're going to get some to his music down the road. But I've had him on my show in the past, back when I was in Canada, and I'm glad to call Mr. Theo Fleury my friend. Here it is, Theo Fleury on the Dangerous Darren Show.
Talking on the telephone with 16-year NHL veteran, 7 All-Star appearances, gold medal in the juniors in 1988, gold medal for Team Canada at the Canada Cup in 91, Olympic gold medal in 2002, and a Stanley Cup in 1989, Mr. Theo Fleury. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for coming on the Dangerous Darren Show. Last time we talked, we was a couple years back when I was in Toronto and I was on TSN Radio talking about hockey a little bit, but talking more about music. And you are still, I understand, heavily involved in the country music scene as a performer, as a songwriter. Bring me up to speed. What are you writing? What are you doing right now in the music world?
Well, we just released our first album in October, and it's actually been doing pretty well, and we're getting set to head out on tour here starting on March the 1st. We got 8 shows across Western Canada, so we're looking forward to getting out with the fans and playing our music.
Where can people go? What's the website for people to go check out your music?
You can get it on iTunes. The album's on iTunes, and up in Canada, we're in HMV and Walmart. And you can follow me on Twitter at TheoFleury14, and my website is TheoFleury14.com.
And if people go to iTunes, they can just type in Theo Fleury, and it comes right up.
Yep, absolutely. The album's called I Am Who I Am. So.
Oh, wow. I'm going to get a hold of it for sure and listen to it. Last time you played some music on the show, it was really, really well done. You got a good voice, a good tone, and your songwriting skills are very, very sharp. Tell me the process of writing these songs. Did you have a team with you? Did you do it yourself? Or what was the inspiration? How did you go into it?
Well, the thing people probably don't know about me is that, I grew up in a very strong country music background. My fondest memories as a child were sitting beside my grandfather listening to him play the fiddle. My dad was an entertainer. My uncle was an entertainer. And, music just became a lot of fun. And I have a couple of writing partners, one in Winnipeg. And it's funny that my friend in Winnipeg, who's in the music industry, our dads used to play music together before we were even born. And so, there was sort of a lot of serendipity between the two of us. And, that's initially, because I didn't even know if I had, the ability or the talent or whatever you want to call it to write songs. And, I had such a great experience, writing that first book, Playing with Fire, and saw how many people that it impacted, it sort of lent itself right into, to writing music and singing and whatnot. And I kept going back to Winnipeg and, we kept writing and, the writing got better, the songs got better. And then I also have an old drinking buddy here in Calgary, who the whole time we were sort of, hanging out together, I didn't know he was a, songwriter, producer, musician himself. And so we started getting together and writing some songs too. And so we probably wrote, I think, 30 songs for the album and picked the 10 best and, put them on this album.
So what is the inspiration for this record musically as far as the content? Is it your life experiences? Is it where you are now in your life? Are you singing about hockey at all? What's it about?
Well, it's, the message is the same, as the books that I've written. And, it's all about overcoming obstacles and most country albums, and you know, we're more of a sort of a rockabilly old style, you know, country, lots of steel guitars, fiddles, banjos, you know, that type of stuff. But yeah, the message is, you know, about struggle and sort of trying to figure out a way how to get out of that struggle, you know. You know, a lot of the old country music guys that I listen to, you know, Buck Owens and Charlie Pride and Waylon Jennings, Willie, Johnny Cash, you know, all those guys, you know, they, the thing about them that, you know, made them so great was, you know, was how they wrote these songs about, you know, struggling through, you know, whatever issues, you know, they had at the time. You know, our music is quite similar. This album is pretty dark, you know. I needed to get some things off my chest, but I think it will really sort of resonate with people and anybody that's had any sort of trauma in their childhood. I think they'll really sort of understand the album and what we were trying to accomplish and, you know, what we were trying to say. So far, you know, all the feedback has been awesome, and you know, we recorded the album here right here in Calgary because you know, I'm Canadian, and you know, I've, like you said before in your introduction, you know, I've played for Canada 10 times in my hockey career, and we wanted to show people that you can produce a great country music album right here in Canada, and so it was it was a lot of fun, you know, it was a lived experience and you know, I definitely feel better about, you know, getting all this stuff out and getting it out in music.
Are you listening? Talking to Theo Fleury here on the Dangerous Darren Show. Hey, Theo, are you listening to any new school country, maybe like Taylor Swift or John Durr?
No,
or
Native? That's not country music. that's country rock, country pop, you know, they've sort of... You know, I think one of my favorite songs that I like is a tune by Alan Jackson and George Strait where they sort of make fun of the new country and basically, you know, the song is about the day that country music died when, you know, all these artists came onto the scene and, you know, sort of changed, you know, the genre of country music.
Yeah. So you're way more of a purist, way more of an old school guy.
Yes, just like I played the game of hockey, old school style. So.
A lot of speed, a lot of scoring, a lot of passing,
yeah.
A lot of beautiful plays. Speaking of hockey, Theo, I mean, are you getting on the ice at all, playing a pickup game, or just with your buddies, or just going for a skate?
You know, I don't do a lot of. Hockey stuff, but when I do, it's mostly for charity. You know, I just got back from Pittsburgh last week. I participated in the Mario Lemieux Fantasy Camp for the Mario Lemieux Foundation, and you know, I've been doing that for 4 years now, and it's just an awesome camp, and we have lots of fun there, and you know, and Mario's such a quality stand-up guy, and the stuff that he's done with his foundation, you know, has really sort of improved the quality of people's lives. You know, he's somebody that I look up to and have a lot of admiration and respect for.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's been doing it a very long time. And is he a music fan? Have you ever talked to him about music?
Oh yeah, well, Brian Trache is a participant in the camp too, and. One of the nights during the camp, we put on a little concert for everybody. So we were singing some tunes for everybody this week too. So it was a fun night.
Yeah. Brian's a big fan of music. I've had him on the show before. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, Theo, I got to run, but thanks for being on the show. And people need to check you out. They need to go to iTunes and type in Theo Fleury or hit you up on Twitter at TheoFleury14. And the record is out right now. Go to iTunes and get it. Is it on Amazon as well and Google Play?
Yep.
So it's not that hard to find. It's not that hard.
All the media.
Yeah, it's all in there. They can just go out there and find it. And your tour is going to be going through Canada. What about anywhere else in the States or Europe? Do you have any plans to go out?
Well, we definitely would like to, get out there. But I think we're just going to sort of do a trial run, see how people like it, enjoy it, and we'll go from there.
Well, Theo, thanks for being on the show. I look forward to hopefully getting you down here to Los Angeles sometime soon. It'd be great to hang out and see you play. Maybe I'll get up and sit on the drums. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks so much for having me on.
There you go, my friends. The interview with NHL legend Theron Fleury, or Theo Fleury. And definitely when you get a chance, go to his website and check him out. Also read his book, Playing with Fire. It's an incredibly fast read. I read it twice. It talks about his battle with gambling, his battle with addictions, his battle with a number of different things. And he came out clean on the other side and has lived to tell his story and has rebuilt his life in a great way. Theo Fleury, one of the best the NHL has ever had to offer.
It's hard to do. Come out on
that guy skate.
Come out on the other side of all that business.
Yeah, true. Most people, their lives are destroyed by that. But no, not him. He had good friends in his corner. And
he's paying it back.
He didn't spend all of his money. He spent a lot of it, but
no,
he's got some.
Money he's left. He's paying it forward, telling his story and motivating other people to
totally through music, through public speaking, through the book, and I just think he's incredible. He's like so country. He's like beyond country. He's like talks like this. You know, I like country music. Hey Theo, do you like rock and roll? No, not really. I like country. I wear boots and hats, and I ride horses. He's pretty country, but he's from Calgary. He's from that whole. That's what they do there, right? They just ride horses and sing about getting drunk and screwing chicks and waking up sad and
eating beans,
driving and trucks, and eating beans, playing guitar.
America, but Canada.
America, Canada. Canada. I would just say America, but Canada.
Canada.
No, you'd say Ada.
Canada.
Canada. Canada. Siggy, how would you say Canada in a country way?
America.
Canada.
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 Canada. Canada. Oh, all right.
What else is going on in the world? And oh, let's see what did you know. Let's have you go first.
All right. All right. Well,
I got a doozy for you.
All right. Did you know there are 4 bags of astronaut poop on the moon left behind by Neil Armstrong and his crew on the Apollo missions to the moon?
Darth Vader didn't do it. Wow. You love your soundboard. That thing rules. That was the best 99 cents you ever spent. So there's actual human shit.
Hashtag astronaut poop.
So when the human race on planet Earth is long gone.
Yes.
And we've died out for whatever reason. Human shit will live on.
In the vacuum of space. There is astronaut feces left there.
In a vacuum-sealed bag.
In the vacuum-sealed bag in the Sea of Tranquility.
Wow. Wow, that's fucking nuts.
You know, they weren't going to bring that stuff back. They had to make weight. So they had to jettison a bunch of gear and make their way back to the Earth.
Okay, so when the Earth has been destroyed by a virus, human feces will live on. And Darth Vader was responsible. Did you know, TS, there's a secret chess game in Facebook Messenger?
What?
Type in at FB chess play into the chat window, and you can challenge any of your friends to a game of digital chess.
Oh, and the award for best corporate shill goes to?
Type in at FB chess. At FB chess _ play into the chat window, and you can challenge any of your friends to a game of digital.
You are a huge nerd.
That's the second time you called me a nerd today,
I love chess. We used to play chess all the time.
I played chess at my Super Bowl party and put a friend in checkmate in 5 moves. No joke.
Not fool's mate.
I put
almost.
Jimmy. I put Curtis. I put Jimmy in checkmate in 5 moves.
Maybe his head wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
We could play again.
Moves.
We should play after this.
Yeah, should we?
Or we should do an entire podcast where we only play chess next week on the Dangerous Darren Show.
That'll be a barn burner. what's going on in the world of sports. The Kings are on a 7-game road trip right now. They played New York Islanders, New York Rangers, and the Devils and lost two of those games. It was really, really kind of a murmur. But they smoked Boston by the score of 9-2. It was ridiculous.
I was listening to that game.
And now they're going to St. Louis. They're going to the Colorado Avalanche, and then they make their way back home. The All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game, was in Toronto. It was minus 460 degrees in Toronto that day. It was really,
that's
really
crazy.
Cold. The score was 193-173. It was ridiculous. Neo sang the American national anthem, and Nelly Furtado sang the Canadian, and she got some grief.
On any sort of All-Star game, the over-under, you should always pick the over, because that was almost 400 points of scoring
ridiculous.
In a basketball game. But totally
it
ridiculous.
It wasn't actually a basketball hoop. It was a beach, a hula hoop, actually. And the ball wasn't a basketball. It was a golf ball.
Nobody really plays defense in that anyway. Did you watch any of the Saturday night, the dunk competition, or any of the skills challenge?
It was amazing.
Oh my God, that was probably the best dunks I've ever seen in a long time.
Yeah, they raised the bar this year.
Gordon from Orlando, over all his mascots, and he's like sitting, flying over that dude. Crazy.
Insane. And, it's really getting out of control. And, did you, Levine? Hey, we got to figure out what we're going to do, TS, for the Rams home games. We got to figure out how we're going to get into that first home game.
They're coming to the Coliseum. This is happening.
The Los Angeles Rams are back, folks, and it's time to celebrate football back in Los Angeles. For years, TS, we have just been gone to bars and watch games and joined with other fans and sit around and have a couple pints. But there's nothing like the experience of going to an NFL game at an NFL stadium with some beers in the stadium beforehand. Tailgating, that's amazing.
We have to be there for the opening inaugural game in LA.
I don't care.
It's probably going to be crazy.
Let's make it happen.
All right.
Let's sell something of value. Siegfried Myers is here. Meyer, and he from Beach Road Studios. SiegfriedMeyer.com. Beach Road Studios, look him up. He has a lot of equipment here.
Is he willing to auction off one of his kidneys?
No. Yes, here's the thing.
No.
He's got all this crazy gear, like really expensive stuff. I could probably steal it.
Okay.
And don't tell him.
We'll go on Mission Impossible voice.
And sell it on Craigslist and take that money. And then we're at the game. Boom. And he's out all this gear. What happened? I don't know what happened. It's LA. You're going to get robbed.
And we're sitting at the 50-yard line,
drinking,
front row,
drinking
Hennessy and Corbell and popping bottles. I'm down. Get me a mask and some. I need some rappelling gear.
Or we could just kill Siegfried.
Just kill him, man!
And then take his kidneys and liver and other in organs and sell them on the black organ market. Which is blackorganmarket.com, I'm assuming.
I'm just going to look at him, and I'm going to say that his liver is probably not worth that much.
Actually, yes, he's been in town for a little while. He hasn't gone bananas.
Maybe his kidneys, but his liver will probably have to pass on that.
His kidneys are fine. He's in good shape. He's a Canadian. He's in good shape. And we're gonna get top dollar.
All that health care. Oh, perfect. Is he a grass-fed Canadian?
He lives way up
perfect.
North of London, Ontario. It's it's just nothing but grass up there.
Oh, grass-fed Canadian organs harvested on the black market.
We're totally in. We went to Earth Bar and got some smoothies, and he got a fucking wheatgrass shot.
Oh, perfect.
That's what he did. He's in LA for no more than half an hour, and he got a wheatgrass shot.
When in Rome.
So we're going to harvest his organs, and not only we're going to get season tickets for 4 years. We're talking real money.
That's some good grass-fed Canadian organs. It's real deal.
Let's hope he doesn't hear this.
Because
it has to be a sneak attack when he's sleeping. We'll lay down some tarp. I've been watching Forensic Files, TS, and I know how to kill someone. If you piss me off, I could kill you no problem.
Just by information that you've absorbed watching TV.
Have you seen Forensic Files?
I have.
It basically highlights the mistakes people make and why they get arrested. So you just don't do those things and you're fine.
That's crazy, man.
If you want to kill somebody, just watch Forensic Files, you're all set. You didn't hear it from me. Let's get to some music.
All right, let's play some music already.
A band called Crush Luther out of Toronto. They were signed to Hi4 Records in the early 2000s. They released a self-titled record, and then they released a record called Some People Have No Good to Give, which was their sophomore release. Very well done. The video for this song is brilliant. If you get a chance on YouTube, check it out. The band is called Crush Luther, and the song's called A Light, right here on The Dangerous Darren Show. There from a band called Crush Luther and a song called A Light.
Yeah,
check out their music at Crush Luther. Just go to Google and type in Crush Luther. Can you mute that for me? Is that
yeah,
we need more champagne.
Oh, let's do it.
Take a cheers to Crush Luther. who are, is that you blowing up right now?
Oh, yeah.
Is that your phone?
Halfway home, my page
don't
is still blowing up.
Don't you know the fucking routine by now at the movies, TS?
It's not my phone. It's my,
iPad?
Yeah, cheers. Yeah.
Cheers. To Crush Luther.
Oh, yeah.
And to Lemmy. I just want to throw that out there. I don't know why, but to Lemmy.
That's to Lemmy. Hmm.
We might get to some more music. We might actually get to Shattered Sun, a great band on Victory Records, and a song called Waging War. But for now, I want to talk about, we'll skip music news because we talked about the Grammys at great length, but weed news. Do you have anything on tap for weed news this week or not?
What's up? Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Came unprepared?
I forgot.
Is it the Valentine's Day?
That's the Valentine's Day. Yeah. I forgot. I'll get you next week.
You lost a few quarts.
Some dumb low court. Killed a few brain cells.
Let's just say this. Let's just say that in weed news this week, TS is high. It's pretty skunky
around the studio.
And there is some weed being consumed around here. And it smells nice in here.
It's very skunky.
I might have a little contact high. Probably you do. I'm probably high right now.
Anyway. My weed news is get out there and vote.
Yeah, what's going on in the world of politics? What's any news in that?
Bernie's gaining traction.
Bernie's gaining a lot of traction. The problem I have with Bernie is he's 74 years old, and by September, he'll be 75.
So
if he wins the election, he's 75. That add 4, 79. That's pretty old.
So we're going to have to, let's get Bernie in the door, and we need a really kind of a young, healthy vice president, a good VP to...
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, Hillary. Bernie, Hillary.
What about Bernie TS?
Well, Bernie Roseanne Barr.
If he called you, would you run?
If he said, TS, I need you. We need the 420 vote.
We need the 420 vote. I need you to oversee all the legislation regarding cannabis... freedom and cannabis, you know, unlocking the handcuffs of all the subtle nuances
of cannabis culture and laws in America. I would say absolutely, Bernie, I am your man. Mr. Sanders, give me a call, tweet me, I'll be there.
Okay, what if he did that when he said to you, I'm going to hire you as my vice president, but I'm not going to pay you any real dollars. But I'm going to pay for your mortgage.
Okay.
I'm going to pay all your bills, all your gasoline, all your internet, and all your food. I'll pay all your bills. Whatever your costs are to live, I'll pay for that.
Can I write off my ganja?
Yes. Yes.
I'm in.
You can.
Yeah.
But no actual money.
No actual money. Just my expenses.
Yes, your expenses.
I could come up with a lot of expenses.
That includes food. So if you went to a restaurant, you pay for that as well. So
yeah.
You don't pay for anything.
I'm in.
But you don't actually gain any money.
No, that's fine. I'll make it after my 4 years. Year five.
When you write your memoir.
When my contract's up and I'm a free agent.
TS.
I'm in.
TS, my time in high office.
painting the White House green.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. I would vote for you.
Do they have a little? They have another office within the Oval Office, like a smoking lounge. There's got to be some kind of smoking lounge in the White House.
It's called the outside.
So I can just go out. I could go out into the Rose Garden and smoke a blunt.
I'm sure there must have been some president that sat in office that actually smoked cigarettes and cigars.
Oh, I'm sure. We know Clinton, one for sure, Clinton, the Clintons, and they're probably pretty friendly.
Did they go outside? Or did they just say, fuck it, I'm the president of the United States, I can smoke.
I can do whatever I want.
Whatever I want.
You put an ashtray every 15 feet because I'm the president.
Or an air purifier or whatever, like, you know.
I don't know. I'll just go out in the Rose Garden, smoke a fatty.
That's a good question. Could presidents smoke in the White House?
Maybe in today's day and age, you'd have to go outside. I don't know. I don't think they even let you outside.
I mean, if you can fuck an intern on your desk with a cigar, I don't think it's a big deal to smoke a cigarette.
There could be like a bunch of other interns behind you with Febreze spray and some Osium. Just.
Oh my God.
If I ruled the world.
Since we've talked about harvesting the organs of Siegfried Meyer, He seems a little uncomfortable over there on the couch, I got to say.
He is. We're recording our podcast. Been really quiet, and
I think he thinks that there might be a kernel of truth in my threat.
I thought I saw him wrap up a little steak knife and a napkin when he went in the kitchen.
That could be true. He knows how much sports mean to us, and I know how much his life means to him. So probably
grass-fed Canadian organs.
I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried that tonight I might have to lock my door.
A preemptive strike.
Preemptive strike on me. What else is going on this week? Yes, it's Tuesday. We got the rest of the week. Anything fun going on during the week? Anything exciting?
You know, we've got a bunch of new shows coming up, and that's the only thing I'm really... We got Walking Dead. We got Better Call Saul this week. When was that? Last night?
Coming on the HBO. Maybe I'm going to give the HBO vinyl in the second hour another shot and give it a go.
I got to dig into vinyl. It sounds amazing.
Walking Dead's coming up. Better Call Saul. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Are you into The Walking Dead at all?
We have to maybe do another show at Wirt's house maybe soon.
Oh, you know what? I got a new spot. We can do. It's on the east side.
The shortstop.
East
side?
Further east at Johnny's.
Like Phoenix?
Not quite. Not quite Pasadena. Not quite Phoenix.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah. We can go. We can do a show.
Is it past the 110, like that far east?
Off the two. The two north.
Oh, so like Pasadena.
Before Pasadena.
Before Pasadena.
Highland Park.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, Johnny's.
We can go over to Johnny's and do a show.
You wanna go to Johnny's?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I think we should do it.
All right. I like that place.
Yeah, it's good. It'll be a good time.
Works there. You got an in.
We'll go do a show over at Johnny's. It should be a good time.
Okay, and then maybe we'll do another... Actually, we should probably do another shortstop before we do another Wirt's house.
Yeah.
We've had two shows at the Wirt's house and one show at the shortstop, and then we'll do Johnny's.
Actually, there's another spot that actually hit us up, but maybe we'll go in between.
What stop?
The Virgil.
Oh, okay. We got to find a place that's going to give us free food and beer.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
All right.
Are you on it, TS?
I'm on it.
All right, let's drink. Let's finish this Corbel. And the Grammys are done. NHL and NBA seasons are halfway through. We have a pretty good in on how we're going to get money to pay for the Rams tickets. Poor Siggy is going to have to lose his life. But it's a small price to pay for the football gods.
It is.
I don't think Siggy would mind.
I don't think he'd mind at all. You know, I think he would want it this way.
He would want it this way. The fact that his friends are going to go on and have season tickets for a number of years. And his studio will go on and have a beautiful career, and his wife and his cat will run the studio, and it'll just be crazy because, like, you know how things get popular when someone dies, right?
Exactly. Immediately, you're number one.
So let's cheers to the untimely death of Siegfried Meyer.
And to Siegfried.
He's cheersing himself.
To Siegfried.
Poor guy. And Darren and TS is Rams season ticket deposit.
Ah, yes.
And people, if you want to book time at his studio in the memory of Siegfried Meyer, go to SiegfriedMeyer.com, M-E-I-E-R, Meyer.com. And when you go there, look around and think about me and TS being at the game, drinking beers, eating chicken wings. And it was all paid for by the kidneys of one Siegfried Meyer and the good folks at Beach Road Studios. Hit us up on Twitter, folks, at @dangerous_D. I am at Darren99, and TS, as always, at Burn H Wood Burn, which is one of my favorite Twitter handles, by the way.
Go to hell!
Was that the soundboard again?
Yes, it was.
Our good friends at Blue Microphones, hit them up on Twitter. They are giving us these sweet Yeti Pro microphones that you're hearing our voice on. And as always, the Roland US Corporation for the V-Drums, at Roland_US. Last week, TS, you laid down a fat-ass beat.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really creative how you hit the cymbal at the end without a kick drum. I don't know if you meant to do that on purpose, but it was pretty sweet.
You know, it's a kind of a flow of consciousness when I do anything, any musical or even speaking. I just let it flow.
So your musical zen is
my zen is just flowing through. And if let's say my right leg stops working, so then the kick drum wasn't meant to be.
So you did that big snare fill. You're like, most people would hit a kick drum, but not me.
No. That's why I'm a genius. Like Kanye West. I, too, am a genius.
You think Kanye West is a genius?
Well, he thinks he's a genius.
Well, he's a genius for asking for money from Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, that's pretty genius. And
one more cheers to Kanye West, to Mark Zuckerberg, to the LA Rams, Los Angeles Kings, and the late, great, very, very talented Siegfried Meyer. And his cat, who will live on, Mr. Meow. And the good people at Beach Road Studios. Hit them up. One more time. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Siggy, your kidneys taste so good. Can't wait. I can't wait for September.
Free-range Canadian. Grass-fed Canadian.
All right, what else we got going on next week? Next week, TS, check this shit out. Keeping in the drummer theme of the drummers we've had on this show, like Adrian Young and Chad Sexton, we are having Tyler Stewart, the drummer for the Bare Naked Ladies, on the show.
All right.
Now, if Amazing. You've ever seen the Bare Naked Ladies, or even if you haven't seen the Bare Naked Ladies, you need to know that their drummer, Tyler Stewart, is a gifted drummer. Number two, he is a incredibly funny guy. Really funny, very witty, very like sharp. We and him had a radio show on TSN Radio called Sport Beats for 2 years in Canada. And he's a very dear friend of mine. And he's got a lot going on. They have the theme music for Big Bang Theory. They have so much going on.
They had a lot of hits, actually.
Oh, yeah, they did. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. And if I had $1 million. If I had $1 million, I would harvest Siegfried's organs. I would harvest his organs. So they had a lot of hits, man. Oh, lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. What else? Welcome to the old apartment. Crickets was another one of their hits. And we have music from Goldfinger. You might have heard of them.
Maybe. I heard unreleased them on K-Rock back in the 90s.
Yes, unreleased material.
Unreleased. What?
I'm sure John Feldman is going to call me, and my lawyer is going to call me after this. But
with the cease and desist?
There might be. Well, it won't be cease and desist after the fact. Here's a cease and desist. You shouldn't punch me in the face. What's that? What's that one?
Cease and alert. Goldfinger material.
So unreleased Goldfinger material. I don't care what anybody says is going to happen.
All right. Well, let's do it, man.
We didn't get to music from Shattered Sun and a song called Waging War at Shattered Sun on Twitter. Check them out. We'll get them next week.
Let's do that next week.
What? Yeah, we'll get to a really short Goldfinger song.
Okay.
And then we'll get to music from Shattered Sun, good folks on Victory Records.
Excellent.
TS, always good to see you. And again, one more time to the late, great Siegfried Meyer. Music producer, songwriter, engineer, and friend of the show.
Free-range, grass-fed Canadian.
And to our Los Angeles Rams season tickets for 3 years.
Can't yes.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
And with that, I think we finished the whole bottle.
Oh, we killed it. Yep.
And you're looking another one down. TS, I'm a little liquored up.
Oh, man. Anyway. TS, this was a bad idea.
You might have to harvest my organs. Oh. For TS, I am Darren. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week, folks. Goodbye.
See ya.